Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A big congratulations are in order, and we are just going to pat ourselves on the back here at WCCO Radio. I, of course, had absolutely nothing to do with any of this, but Steve Simpson, newsman extraordinaire, who has joined us from the newsroom, certainly did. WCCO News Team has won 2 National Edward R. Murrow Awards. This is a big deal, by the way, for anybody maybe not in the biz, but these are incredible awards. These are national awards, not just local awards. And WCCO Radio was the winner for continuing coverage in the category for its coverage of the Dante Wright shooting in Brooklyn Center and the subsequent protests. And the WCCO Drive Time News also won Best Newscast in the category. So, Steve, yes, I want to talk about news of the day, but I also wanted to wish you a big mazel tov because the newsroom really deserves kudos on this one.
Well, I will certainly pass your well wishes on to everybody. It was, as you know, a team effort. It always is. And
always.
Like you said, I've been known to not be particularly a huge, you know, prize guy or awards guy. But this is a big deal because, as you said, we've won regional Murrow Awards before, but to win one national Murrow Award is big, and the fact that we won 2 this year. And as you know, Jordana, these last couple of years have been really, really challenging for all of us for any number of reasons. But while a lot of folks were, you know, kind of hunkered down, you know, during the pandemic, let's just talk about that, our reporters were out. They were out and about, and our anchors were here. So it's just been a really long couple of years. So to be recognized is really quite an honor.
And I think people don't necessarily, or take for granted maybe, that the people who do this reporting, the Steve Simpsons, the Adam Carters, the Laura Oakes of the world, we're regular people processing all of the information in real time. You know, these aren't, I mean, you're not robots, you're not news robots, and you didn't have a lot of time to process and craft. You know, this is breaking news sometimes, and you're getting it on the air sometimes as the news is unfolding, and to be recognized on a national scale for that just shows the skills of our newsroom, the professionalism of the newsroom, and just what quality news coverage that, yes, we do here at WCCO Radio, but we have here in Minnesota. So really, I just can't say enough good things about our newsroom because you guys are just killing it.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I will
I
will pass that along to everyone involved.
Good.
For those who are here,
please,
and for those who are no longer here, we mentioned I know you had Sloan Martin on yesterday. She was she was part of our coverage. Of course, she's gone on now to bigger and better things. But yeah, so she was a part of it too. So everybody here and prior within the last year.
And also a shout out, if I may, to our friend Boyd Hubert, who also won in a couple of categories. And, you know, as you know, Boyd is battling multiple myeloma and through cancer, he has been doing his reporting. And I just want to give him a shout out because, again, just regular people doing the best job. And obviously we have quality news people here in Minnesota. So just glad to be among you, Steve, and the team and other stars. We're grateful for you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You got it. So
Where's
talk
Adam?
About, I know, Adam, they moved him to the afternoon because I guess Jason had the day off. So I've said I was going to, you know, last night when Adam and I were talking, I'm like, oh, good. I can't wait to celebrate you tomorrow. We'll talk about the Murrows. This is really great. And Adam doesn't even get to hear me gushing all about him.
Here's why I was asking. I just wanted to make sure that he didn't like parlay the win into a day off. Because I was like, well, wait a minute. What am I, chopped liver over here? I have to come in and work. So that's all I was just
Unfortunately,
making sure.
No.
Okay.
He just gets
we'll
a shortened weekend.
Afternoon. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, see? Always a professional. Always a professional helping
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
So the local story that's jumping out at me is, you know, this dude who did the shooting at Mall of America is now in custody and was found in Chicago. Is that right, Steve?
Chicago, and he was coming out of, and I love the cut we were playing this morning. I don't have it here in front of me, but the little clip we had from the police chief in Bloomington, Police Chief Hodges, who was just aghast at the fact that he and this accomplice, this alleged shooter and his alleged accomplice were coming out of a barber shop in Chicago after getting a haircut. And his line was, a haircut. He said it just aghast, you know, like,
right.
Wow, really? So anyway, yes, that's the thing. They're in custody in Chicago now. They're awaiting the process to, you know, process them and then extradite them back to Minnesota. So police believe they have their guys.
Do we know anything more? Yeah, do we know anything more other than they may have their guy? Do we know why he did it? Do we know, is he from Chicago? Was it premeditated? Do we know anything like that?
No, and again, that will be part of the process as they're getting processed. Because they haven't officially been charged. They have to be brought back here to Minnesota. They're just being held right now in Chicago. They'll extradite them back, and then the charges will officially be filed, at which time we'll get the probable cause and find out exactly why police believe these two were the ones involved. I mean, clearly, you remember last week, or was it earlier this week, I guess, they picked up the few other accomplices that allegedly helped them get away in a hotel shuttle, apparently. Obviously they're pretty sure who they've got, but until we actually see the probable cause, we won't know a whole lot about how they know and how the investigation led them to Chicago.
Well, I'm just glad they got him, because if you think you can come shoot up the Mall of America, hopefully you're wrong. And, that's some good police work to track him down and get the culprits, because that is something that affects everybody, including tourism.
Yeah, for sure. The other thing that is just so, again, a lot of people that do these sorts of things don't think it through, but this is the Mall of America. Mm-hmm. There is not a spot in that mall that doesn't have a camera on it, because this was considered back after 9/11. This was considered a soft target. So this was outfitted to keep terrorists out, right? So you know that this place is just crawling with things you don't even know it's crawling with. So, it just seems like a strange place to try to commit any kind of a crime, just because we know that the place is, you know, it is considered a high risk, if you will. So, anyway.
And we can see you.
Right,
you're
exactly.
On camera. Smile.
Right.
We can see you. Yeah. So, again, criminals are notoriously stupid.
Yeah.
So let's hope his stupidity or the group's stupidity will land them behind bars. Because that was a scare. I mean, all shootings are scary. That was but in broad daylight at the Mall of America, babies, kids, that was just, that one hit home.
Yep, for sure.
Certainly. Okay, so tell me, what else are you guys working on today? I've been trying to keep it light, but we have some heavy stuff, you know, climate, you know, the inflation bill. We've got some heavy stuff going on here. What else are you working on in the newsroom?
Well, I know it's one of the things, I mean, kind of keeping it a little bit lighter. You know, when you just look at the career of Sylvia Fowles, it's her final home game tonight, and she had a press conference the other day, and you know, we were just kind of digging in this morning to just her history in the WNBA, and it's something that I know Sloane Martin mentioned to you yesterday, how even with all of her accolades, she is still kind of underappreciated around the league. And so it'll be really cool tonight to see her final regular season home appearance in front of the fans, and it was interesting to hear. You know, there's been so much talk about over the last week or so as we get ready for her retirement. But it was interesting to hear her say, nope, when I'm out of basketball, I'm done. Because there's been talk of maybe her being, you know, getting involved somehow, general manager, coach, something like that. She's like, nope, I'm out. Unless my kids want to be involved, I'm done.
Right.
I want to be a normal person, which I think that's a little bit refreshing. She doesn't have that drive to stay in it like so many other athletes do. It's like when you take their star athlete quality away from them, they feel like, well, what am I going to do, you know? But she doesn't, she seems like she's ready to do whatever is next in her life. She's ready to do it, so it's cool. But she also said she's going to be ready to show whatever emotion she has tonight, so I think that'll be a really fun night. And they're still playing for something, you know. The Lynx are still playing for a playoff spot, so there are kind of two reasons why it'll be a fun night tonight at Target Center. So I think that's another fun thing to keep an eye on today, for sure.
I was listening to that presser that you guys just played in the news, and hearing her say that, I thought to myself, I wonder if something happened or if she's angry about something that maybe she would share with us. Because, you know, you're right. A lot of people do stay within the organization or get coaching jobs or whatever. But she was like, nope, I'm out. I don't want anything to do with it. You know, I'll support the kids. And I was like, I thought that was a curious response.
Yeah, I didn't hear that about the Lynx particularly. I just heard about basketball in general. I didn't hear about, I mean, you know, she wasn't specifically mentioning the Lynx. So, and so in that respect, I think it, I didn't think of it in the way you thought about it. I just thought it was, okay. She's just done. You know, she's done. She's played this since she
That's
was
fair.
Three. And you know, not knowing any other backstory, you may very well be right, but that's not how I heard that. But and there's certainly been nothing that I've ever heard that suggests that she has anything but the highest regard for, you know, the players that she's with and everything.
Good.
But I just,
well,
you know.
We wish her the best.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just glad that there are some folks that can just, when they're done for whatever the job is. You know what I mean? Go enjoy your life.
Right.
You know?
I totally get that. Do something different. I mean, like you said, she's been doing this since she was three. We will not fault her if she's like, you know, I just want to have a book club.
Yeah, and, you know, exactly. Do whatever it is.
Write
you
a
do.
Novel or whatever.
Yep.
Yes, I totally get it. So, Steve, before I let you go, let me ask you this. What do you think the yearly cost to own and operate a new vehicle is in this day and age?
Wow. With gas, and that includes gas, right? I mean, that's gas prices and everything.
Exactly.
Well, that probably changed quite a bit over the last couple of years. I would say, because I just got a new car not long ago, and I remember seeing the sticker, because, you know, on the sticker it says, you know, this is how much it'll cost you. But
I was wondering if you had a car or you just use public trans.
Hey, no, because of my hours, public transportation doesn't quite work for me. It's a little bit, I get in here a little bit too early for that. Unfortunately,
did you buy a new car or a used car?
I bought it. Well, I lease, so I lease.
You lease, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to say, like, it's several thousand dollars. So I'm going to say probably $4,000.
But a month?
Oh no, I meant a year. You asked me a month.
Oh, yeah, you're not even close. By the way, a year. I wonder if you went back. You must have gotten a good deal, because a new AAA report is showing that it cost $894 a month.
What?
So we're going to delve, because David and I both, we both like, oh my God, wow, that is shocking to me, because I couldn't afford that. And thank God I don't have to buy a new vehicle.
Now I will say, I wasn't included, like in that, like, okay, well, insurance plays into that too. So you start adding up the insurance, the gas, the oil changes, which, you know, I mean, that's how much is that? But that seems like a lot, though. Man, that seems like a lot.
We're going to break it down for you. How do they get to that number? It's shockingly easy for them to get to that number. So how did they get to at least $894 a month to own and operate a new vehicle in 2022? That's up next on CCO. How much does it cost to own a car in 2022? When David and I saw these numbers, we were like, no way. And then we started calculating. And I thought to myself, thank God I don't have to buy a car, because this is expensive, my friends. This is expensive. And of course, we want to hear what you've experienced at 651. Oh, is that the right number, David? Yeah, 651-461-9226. I always think I'm going to give out my personal cell, which is fine. You know, 651-461-9226. But get this. The average yearly cost, this is according to AAA, to own and operate a new vehicle in 2022 is $10,728, or $894 a month. A month for a regular car. That is an 11% increase from 2021, which, again, the average yearly was $9,600, or monthly was $805. Now, we're talking about all of the things that go into owning a car. It's not just high gas prices, but, of course, that has changed and added to the cost. But we're talking about what it costs to buy the car, the insurance, yes, of course, the gas prices, the upkeep, things like that. People were interested in knowing the true cost, and that's it. You know, depreciation, finance, fuel, insurance, maintenance and repair, taxes and registration. It's a lot. And this vehicle is, you know, maybe driven 15,000 miles a year, but who does that? We've driven, I mean, we lease cars and we end up paying more because we drive them a lot more than 15,000 miles a year, as I'm sure David does too, because you guys go on vacations and everybody's hopping in the car. So, The analysis revealed electric vehicles have the second lowest annual ownership. Yes, of course. EVs are the least expensive for fuel maintenance, tire costs, things like that, but highest for depreciation. Okay? The SUVs are third lowest for depreciation, but that's the biggest expense, by the way, depreciation, because as soon as you drive it off the lot, it's worth less than what you paid for it. So a small sedan, let's go through this. A small sedan, $8,184 a year, $682 a month. That's for a small sedan. But then you go to a half-ton pickup, you're at $1,077 a month. There is a calculator, by the way. You can determine the driving cost of your vehicle if you go to AAA's online driving cost calculator. I'll tweet this out, the driving cost calculator. I'll tweet it out at Jordana WCCO. But, David, are you surprised by this?
I am. I'm very surprised by it. But the number I'm surprised at is I just couldn't figure out how you get to nearly $1,000 a month for the cost of a car.
It's a lot.
But then I looked at what the average car payment is for a new car in America today. Mm-hmm. And it's the estimate I saw was around $650. Yep. So you're buying a new car and you're paying $650 every month. Now, I hope people are paying that for whatever it is, the 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or whatever, and then keeping that car for 10 or 15 years. So then on the back end of that, your cost per month goes down significantly. I hope that's what people do, but I guess you could get to nearly $1,000 if your car payment is, you know, $500, $600, $700 a month. But that just seems crippling for lot of people that have normal jobs that are trying to make ends meet. How could you spend that much? And if you're a family that needs two cars, it gets really expensive.
And, you know, we don't think about depreciation, but that's what this analysis was. And I'll go through it quickly because we want to get to Tim Lammers. Depreciation is $306,556 loss in a year. So over $3,000 per year in depreciation. You finance it based on a five-year loan with 10% down, $658 to finance. That seems really high. I rarely paid over like $3 or $350 per month, but this is saying $658 per month a year. fuel is... they say it's $17.99 a mile based on average gas prices. I don't know about that. But insurance is $1,588 a year. Call the Canopy Group. Maybe you'll get a better deal. License taxes and registration are $675 a year. And maintenance and repair is about 10 cents a mile. You know, oil changes, which you really only have to get like once a year now. It's not really every 3 months anymore. But it adds up, my friends. It absolutely adds up. So I will post the calculator at my Twitter, at Jordana WCCO, so you can check out your driving costs. But it was shocking. It really makes you rethink public transportation. And as we were talking about before, electric vehicles. Today is the perfect day for a movie. It's a rainy day, but not raining anymore, so you don't get to enjoy the sound of the rain. Perfect day for a movie. Tim Lammers is going to be joining us with a big theatrical release this week. Sounds like something Jamie Foxx would say, and I love me some Jamie Foxx, but that movie is called Day Shift. And our own Tim Lammers actually interviewed Jamie Foxx and Dave Franco for Day Shift, and he is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Talk movies. Hey, Tim, and what'd you think?
Oh, I loved the movie. And yeah, thank you for mentioning Jamie and Dave Franco and director J.J. Perry. I talked with them for Looper.com, but you can get my the interviews on directconversations.com. But it's fun to talk with those folks for a movie that you love. And I love this movie. It's a combination. Jordana, I don't know if you're going to give it a chance. I hope you do. It's a combination. It's an action movie. It's a horror movie, but it's also a huge comedy. You know, it's an action horror comedy. It's with vampires, you know. And, yes, they are creepy looking, but you got a guy like Jamie Foxx playing this. He's a pool cleaner. He's struggling, but he actually... that's just a front for his real job, which is a vampire hunter. And he's not making as much as he should because he's on the outs with the International Vampire Hunters Union. So he needs to find a way to back in, and they say, okay, we'll put you on probation. You got to have this desk clerk over here, played by Dave Franco, follow you around and report every rule you break. Well, that doesn't stop the rule breaking. Because there's this really ominous vampire out there that they just can't seem to kill. So, again, it's think of it this way. It's John Wick meets The Evil Dead meets Bram Stoker's Dracula. I mean, it's got that action, that crazy hyperkinetic action that you see in the John Wick movies, which makes sense because J.J. Perry directed it. He worked on the two John Wick movies with Chad Stahelski, who directed the first, well, all of the John Wick movies, and Chad is a producer on this. So they bring all of those wildly over-the-top action sensibilities to this picture, and it is a real hoot.
See, this is a movie that I think Mark and the kids would like, and this would be an opportunity on a rainy night to take out some of that medical marijuana that I have for the leukemia and maybe watch the movie with them.
Well, Snoop Dogg is in it too, so, you know.
I'll be in good company.
Yeah, and I should also note this is on Netflix. This is an original Netflix movie. Oh. Okay. Not a big week for theatrical releases. So, look, this is right. This should have been a theatrical release. I think it would have done extraordinarily well on the big screen. But, you know, Netflix has their way of going about it. They want subscribers so that, you know, they can get the big stars like Jamie Foxx to come and do their pictures and Dave Franco. And, you know, again, Snoop Dogg is really good in it. He's a supporting player. He's on the posters, naturally. But it's mainly Jamie and Dave who make for a great comedic team.
Very cool. I will tweet out, and I want people to check out directconversations.com because Tim did get a chance to speak with both of these actors personally about this film. So I'll tweet it out for you, but anybody who wants to look now, directconversations.com and check out Tim's interview with Jamie and Dave. This next movie, honestly, Tim, looks terrifying. It's called Prey.
I'm coming with you.
You can't.
I'm trying to protect you.
Protect me from what? It's time.
I mean, hunting humans for sport. The sound is terrifying. So tell us about Prey.
Well, Prey is actually a prequel movie to all of the Predator movies that we've seen, you know, which, of course, that's an alien sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not, you know, humans hunting humans for sport. it's this Predator. The interesting thing they did with this film was they took it back to the 1700s. It got an all-indigenous cast. It's actually, you know, a great deal of the movie is in Cherokee. You have an option on Hulu to watch it entirely in Cherokee. So it's really interesting. It's not the sort of modern day stuff where, you know, they bring out the high tech weaponry, to try to fight the Predator. There's one Predator here. And obviously the character is pretty formidable, but you also have these people in the 1700s trying to fight off this creature as well, the Cherokee, and they have some very interesting means of battling back against this monster. So probably won't do as well with this one, Jordana. This one's on Hulu, streaming exclusively, another original movie that probably would have done well. But, you know, streaming is the thing. It's something that I think at least Mark and your kids should check out.
I'm a little embarrassed to say that I don't know what the Cherokee language even sounds like. So yeah. I might have to watch a little bit to hear what their native yeah. language sounds like, because I'd be interested
in interesting.
That.
It's interesting, and I think it's really cool, too, that Hulu did a thing where you can see it all in Cherokee. Look, obviously these movies are entertaining, but, you know, look, if it makes you curious to find out, you know, about other cultures and the language and everything like that, too, I mean, it's really an added benefit to all of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate two movies that are streaming because, you know, kind of a rainy, you know, day, so good to snuggle up with a little blanket and because these are scary, maybe a family member, and go
blanket,
deep into
hide under the blanket.
Yes. And again, I will tweet out directconversations.com, Tim's interview with Jamie and Dave Franco from the first one, Day Shift. Tim, it was great to talk with you. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll chat again next week.
All right, Jordana, have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
Speaking about the weekend, a local musician, Molly Mayer, is going to be joining us in just a minute to talk about the Lakeside Guitar Festival at Como Lake on CCO. Listening to local musician Molly Mayer. She's joining us now on the John Schuster Group Coldwell Banker Hotline to talk about this weekend's Lakeside Guitar Festival at Como Lake. And we want to thank Laura Oakes for bringing this to us because we know Laura loves music and she has been learning to play her own guitar and write some music. And this is about international guitar pros, bands of all genres. It's at the Como Lakeside Pavilion, and we wanted to talk to Molly about the event and her involvement. Molly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and I want to give a shout-out to Laura Oakes as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's the best.
And my youngest is my husband taught my youngest how to play guitar, and yesterday they just went to Guitar Center because for her birthday, she says, I think I want my own guitar, an acoustic guitar. So they are in the market for looking. She has really caught the bug. She practices all the time and loves it, and I think I'm going to have to send them both to Como Lakeside Pavilion. Tell us what's happening this weekend, where and when, what are we going to see?
Well, I want to say for your daughter and your husband, at 11 o'clock tomorrow, we're doing a community strum-along sing-a-song. So everybody can bring their guitars, and we'll have the Kith and Kin chorus. They'll be leading three really easy songs. But then throughout the day, we've got a pop-up market by Third Daughter, Restless Daughter, and then we've got music. Three stages. It starts tonight. It goes from 6 until 10 at Como Lakeside Pavilion. Just get to the lake and you'll hear the music. And then tomorrow from 10:30 till 4 o'clock, three stages.
So is this like an interactive festival? I know tonight, as you mentioned, it is. It's sort of a sing-along. But, you know, what about tomorrow? Is it just a chance to listen to live music?
Yeah, so tonight will be actually just performances. We've got a local hero, Pat Donahue, from Prairie Home. We've got James Blood Ulmer, who is a jazz phenomenal guitarist who came in from New York City. And then Javier Trejo has a new project. But tomorrow, we've got that little interaction strum along at 11 Great. O'clock and a pedal swap. But then throughout the day, it's really just all walk around and watch music. And what we're really excited about is that Keb Moe has just decided to join us. And this is a fundraiser for our nonprofit, which is called Music Mission, and Keb Moe is a supporter of it. So he's performing tomorrow at 3 o'clock for about 45 minutes. So we're really thrilled about that. Yeah, but then we've got music from all genres, from experimental to acoustic, bossa nova, to just like crazy, you know, great electric twang stuff. So something for everybody.
Is this the first time you've done this?
You know, we did it for about 10 years, and it was called the Lowertown Guitar Festival. But with things being that they are and everybody learning to pivot, we moved it to Como because no matter if it's raining, you can still have a good show. It's covered, and it's way more accessible for all bodies. So we love the venue, so we decided to rename it as of this year to Lakeside Guitar Festival.
So when did you start playing? And just briefly tell me a little bit about your history in music.
I started a very long time ago. I've been playing professionally for about 25 years. Actively playing musician, Molly Mayer and her Disbelievers. I also have been a guitar tech for Trampled by Turtles, and I am probably best known for my work at guitar shops, namely Willie's American Guitars, for the last 25 years as well.
That's where I wanted them to go. I said, you guys got to go over to Willie's and check it out there. That my husband said, he goes, it's a little expensive for, you know, her first guitar. I said, okay, but I think it would just be fun for him to look around at Willie's. I mean, that is an extraordinary place.
Yeah, you know what? We're a living museum. We love it. I mean, I love when people come in who don't play because it's just to inspire you, and I believe that they're works of art. And so just to look at them, smell them, you know, there's so much history there.
I'm always amazed at, first of all, I'm not musical. I can't sing. I can't keep a tune. But my children are. And she took to the guitar after my husband taught her. And I see her in her room playing like it's her, mm-hmm. it's now her comfort thing. You know, she'll come home from school or come home from friends and just need quiet time and just play. And I thought that is such a great, you know, and it's not like she's really good or anything. She's just learning, but she's teaching herself. Yeah. And it's such a beautiful, you always have that. And I remember when he taught her and he taught her the first couple of chords and everything, he said, see, you'll always be able to play now. And she just loves it. It brings a lot to her life, you know, and I guess that's what you're trying to do here with this event.
Mm-hmm. With this event and with our nonprofit, it's just, it's to show people, it's really ultimately, it's just connection through music. And because of me and my colleague, Todd Clouser, who run this, this is where we have found a home is with music. And so we want to just provide that support for everybody. And so that's really the drive behind this, is that this is free. Yes, we will shake you down for donations for our nonprofit.
Of course, we want this
to be accessible for the community. And again, with the way that the Como Lakeside Pavilion is set up, we want all bodies, dogs, everybody to be able to come and enjoy the guitar, which is the coolest instrument, as you know, for a couple of days.
Beautiful. If you want more information, it's musicmissionmusic.com. Is that it?
Yep. That's it, musicmissionmusic.com, or just look us up on Facebook. I've been posting continuously for weeks. So Lakeside Guitar Festival, you can just Google it. Otherwise, Music Mission Music.
Molly Mayer, we want to thank you so much for sharing your passion with us, and hope that my kid and my husband will see you tomorrow.
That sounds great. Bring her by. I love to inspire young folks that are getting into guitar. And thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks, Molly. Have a great day. When we get back, Dean Phillips is encouraging Wyoming Democrats to switch parties. Why? And is that ethical? We'll talk next.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.